It's a rifle, Lee said softly. Let's go.
Steph's mouth fell open as she glanced over her shoulder. Lee! He swung around and his right hand blurred for the gun at his side.
Get to the car, ladies. It ain't locked.
The zombie Steph and Phyllis had described, military uniform, face threaded with blue veins, lurched in their wake. Its jaw worked. A rusty sound as dried-out tendons scraped against each other, and Lee pushed past Jenny, his shoulder brushing hers.
Move!
He barked, and she scrambled to obey. Phyllis got there first and held the back passenger door, waving frantically at Steph, whose boots slid a little as she pitched forward. Jenny shifted her bags. Her newly freed hand shot out, and she righted the girl with a quick push. Steph clambered in, almost clipping her head on the doorway, and Phyllis chucked her single bag in as well. She didn't hurry either, but waited for Jenny, who fumbled with the front passenger door and jerked it open just as another rifle shot cracked in the distance, and Lee's gun spoke almost at the same moment.
Get in!
Lee barked again, and her door slammed. Phyllis pointed and let out a short, screeching cry of warning.
I know! Get the fuck in!
There were two more zombies coming around the corner of the mini-mall, both dropping to all fours and shuffling forward with that eerie, darting speed. The human body wasn't really meant to move that way. Evolution had closed off that avenue a while ago, but they did their best, and it looked like they didn't mind about pulled muscles or frostbite. Jenny's door slammed. Her heart was in her mouth, adrenaline laying thin, singing copper over its thud gristle as Phyllis yanked her own door shut. She hit her lock as Lee glided around the front of the vehicle, keeping a bead on the lolloping zombies.
Get in,
she whispered.
Oh, God, get in.
Shit,
Steph Meacham breathed.
Look over there.